I'm Phil Neen for WRCO Sports. In baseball last night, Richland Center was a winner over Dodgeville in Southwest Conference High School play, 8-3. Lane Miller was 2-for-2. He had also 2 intentional walks given to him, and he was hit by a pitch. So on base 5 times last night, and Brady Dosh scored twice as the Hornets defeated Dodgeville, 8-3. The Riverdale Chieftains held on to defeat Highland in a very good high school game. The Chieftains got 6 2/3 innings of excellent pitching from junior Chase Chitwood. Andre Tainer would come on to escape a bases-loaded jam in the 7th to nail down the win. Carson Kenyon would go 3-for-4 in the game and come up with a big-time catch in the outfield to end the game. Emmett Drone was 2-for-4 with 3 RBI, while Chase and Andre also collected 2 hits. The Chieftains now 6-4 on the season. The Ithaca Bulldogs were winners against Lafarge last night in a doubleheader by a score of 11-4 and 8-0. Sammy Clary pitched a total of 8 innings over the course of the 2 games and had a total of 7 RBIs, including a home run, leading the Bulldogs to victory last night. Also, it was in Game 1, the Bulldogs getting a couple of hits from Micah Salisbury. Logan Anderson and Wyatt Hilby had 3 hits. Cody Burns had 2 hits to lead the Bulldogs. Elsewhere in baseball, Wazika Steuben was a winner, 18-0 and 18-12 over North Crawford in action from yesterday. It was a busy softball schedule. Riverdale held off Southwestern 9-8. The Chieftains never trailed and were up 7-0 before the Wildcats made a comeback that got them within 1 after a 3-run top of the 7th. Macy McKay was the winning pitcher. She struck out 8 of the first 9 batters she faced and finished with 13 total strikeouts. The Wildcats had 5 hits. McKay was also 4-for-4 at the plate with a double and 3 RBIs. Jocelyn Adams went 3-for-5, 2 doubles and 2 RBI. Aubrey Williamson was 2-for-4 with an RBI, and Kennedy Cooey had an RBI double. Wildcats pitcher Haley Brandt suffered the pitching loss. Alana Splinter had 3 RBIs for Southwestern, which fell to 2-9 and 0-6 in the league. Following Riverdale's 9-8 win, they will prepare for a makeup game with Fenimore later today. The Chieftains are now 1-10 and 1-6 in the SWA. Ithaca took 2 from Lafarge on the softball diamond, 6-1 and 15-5. Olivia Young, the winning pitcher in Game 1, giving up 4 hits in the 5 innings worked. Ariana Lewis, Josie Lau, Brinley Wanless, and Maylee Plemer all had RBIs. In Game 2, Ariana Lewis was the winning pitcher, going 5, giving up 2 hits, 1 earned run, and Ariana Lewis and Alyssa Muller each had 2 RBIs. It was Kickapoo winning 6-4 and 10-4 over DeSoto. Highland beat Judah Albany 5-1. Mount Horeb 10-3 over Baraboo. Hillsboro 5, Bangor 2. Wanewuck Center 10-7 over New Lisbon. Hillsboro 5-2 over Bangor. And Prairie du Chien 14-3 over Dodgeville. Wazika Steuben topped North Crawford 15-0 and 18-0. And the Richland Center softball team picked up a win over Westby last night. That final score was 5-3 in the Hornets' favor. Track action last night at the Gerard Bruner Invitational at Royal High School. Ithaca Weston led by Kaylee Peterson, second in the 100. 4x2 was fifth. Leah Puig, Bailey Wanless, Maggie Kirshner, and Jasmine Meyer. Kaylee Peterson first in the 400. Aubrey Cook sixth in the 300 hurdles. Tristan Peterson finished first. Jasmine Meyer 10th. Kaylee Peterson was second in the 200. Tristan Peterson first in the long jump. Aubrey Cook took the triple jump third place finish as well. The Ithaca Weston girls finished fourth out of the 12 teams that were entered. For the boys, the 4x8 relay team finished second. Brayson Garcia-Boland, Connor Montes, Sam Jones, and Carrick Thompson. Clayton Lee first in the 1600 with a personal best 447.89. Also last night, Sam Jones was 11th in the 400 and 6th in the 800. In the 3200, a first place for Clayton Lee with a 10.32.12. Not only a personal best, but a new Ithaca school record, which was previously held by Josh Clary, set in 1991 at 10.37. The Ithaca Weston boys finished 7th as a team. There were 12 total yesterday. The next meet for Ithaca Weston will be at the Fenimore Invitational on Monday. In golf action last night, Platteville was a winner at the Dodge Point Invitational, leading the Southwest Conference teams with a 173. River Valley was second with a 180. Gavin Davidson with a 41 led the way. Connor Grant had a 44. Cam Schmidt-Connect a 47. Lucas Klein a 48. Richland Center was the third place team with a 183. Roman Johnson and Connor Hying each with 44s. Trayton Shep a 46. And Andrew Knabel a 49. The Richland Center girls soccer team lost to Wisconsin Heights Barneveld by a score of 8-0. Platteville Lancaster was a 3-2 winner over Reedsburg in soccer. Speaking of soccer, the Richland Center soccer match with La Crosse Logan will not be played today. They've moved that to Monday night for a 6 o'clock start time. The Brewers with a 7-5 victory yesterday over the Pirates, led by a two-run home run by pinch hitter Gary Sanchez, giving the Brewers a split of the four-game series. They'll open up against the Yankees this weekend.